Hare Krishna. Just getting ready to leave Ujjain for Mayapur, where I'll be up until the middle of November, more or less. And Devamrita Maharaj is going to be there, Niranjan Maharaj is going to be there. So we're going to have some nice reading sessions, evening reading sessions, or who knows, all day reading sessions and parikramas. And in order to really facilitate a break, I'm going to be offline, off email, off Viber. In previous sort of retreats or breaks, I quickly came to realize that being on the internet, not that I won't be on the internet because I'll continue to do these podcasts, but being available, communicating, keeps things quite intense, whether it's ISKCON issues, institutional issues, personal issues of importance, and or sometimes of no real consequence at all, just some chatting. It takes time, takes away from absorption or meditation, and can also be a source of anxiety. So I'm doing a experiment, and it'll also be a good self-discipline project for me as well. And who knows, maybe a different approach, different lifestyle for the future. Let's see. And I won't be answering emails, and I won't be on Viber. And if the devotees want to get in touch with me, then they'll have to do so. Well, you can find out how if you send me an email through contacting Prithvipati or Radha Krishna Prabhu, who will most likely request you. What I'm requesting you is wait until mid-November. And if it's something super, super urgent and super, super important that no one else can resolve, which sounds highly unlikely, then they'll work something out. So that's the plan, and I'm looking forward to it. It was a wonderful stay here in Ujjain, and now I'm going to put Radha Damodar on the altar, and for the next little while cover them with the gardenias that we have here, and sign off. Hare Krishna.